Hello.
Howdy, howdy. Welcome to the Bible Study Girl podcast. My name is Sarita. You might know me as Bible Study Girl, and I'm just a girl with something to offer the world. The first welcome you heard was from the executive producer of this here podcast, Bible Study Brother.
What's good, people? It is I, Bible Study Brother, but I am also known as Icarus Gray over at Gray Area Anime, and this is the most wonderful podcast of your day. And as my sister likes to say, we are not just brother and sister in Christ. We share the mother and we share a mother and our brother and sister in real life.
You said the mother, like she is one and only mother of all time. But yes, we share a mother. We are siblings, and you probably would pick up on the fact that we do have a close relationship. As you listen to this podcast, if this is your first time listening, I think it will become very apparent where we are and where we stand in our relationship. Hi, brother.
Hello.
It's good to see your face.
Good to see you as well. Good to see you as well.
I'm going to let you start off. You can let me know how your week has been going so far. Interested to know.
I'm going to say it has been going pretty good. I'm pretty good because I've felt a little insecurities this week. I felt some elation, but I've also just been kind of let's see here. Panicking because my nose being stopped up annoys me.
Yeah.
You can probably hear it. I was doing great. And then, like, you know, it's just been one of those, I think, like, apparently the cottonwood or whatever up here or whatever is going on. Like, it's just been really, really tough. But outside of that, I've been kind of working through some different issues here and there. Trying to, like, get myself going and motivated. And I think I say that a lot, but it's just been a period in life where finding motivation in the purpose of the things has been a little difficult. And I think most of that just means that if I kind of push through and stay patient and stay where God wants me to be, that we're gonna see an increase because I stayed in and got to the other side of whatever this is. So that is how I've been feeling. How about you, dear sister?
You've had quite a plethora of emotions. I'm going to say I've been on the complete opposite end. When I say, you know, I think last week or the week before last, we talked about rest and the fact that I need to get rest. And I had, I was working out Saturday and I pulled something in my back. Like, yowza. So I've been sitting, resting, like doing stretching and stuff to kind of help it, but I've been in a lot of pain. But today, when I tell you, you know how mama laughed at the Kevin Hart joke in the movie theater?
Mm-hmm.
I laughed like that today. Something so hilarious to me. I was literally crying. I got tissue like for 10 minutes. Yeah, tissue. I am crying. And of course, my man wouldn't let the joke go. But like, I could not get myself together. Like, even thinking about it now, I could start like, I was like hysterical. I was like, I'm about to have a headache. Like, this is hilarious. So I was thankful that my back was feeling better because I would have been like, you would have had to put me in the hospital, man. Like, you would have had to put me in the hospital. So I say it's been a good week because even though I was in pain, it did give me an opportunity. Because, you know, if you won't listen when the Lord tell you to sit down, sometimes he will sit you down. And I found that to be very true in my life. And, you know, we've been talking about the fact that it's a struggle for me to, like, just breathe and like relax and like rest. And so I've been trying to be more intentional, more focused about that. But I mean, I've still been working, but you know what I mean? Like, not going as hard and fast as I usually do. And when I tell you, man, laughter is good for the soul. It is highly recommended over here. Y'all need to find something to bust the gut about today. I will say, though, I am a person that does not have a problem laughing at myself. I don't know if we talked about it before on the podcast, but I had left a workout. Well, this was earlier, much, much earlier this year. But I left a workout. It was raining. We had been doing our legs. My legs were exhausted, right? I'm exhausted. It's raining. So I get home from the workout and I check the mail. And my mailbox is like up on the hill and my house is like on a slope. So I'm like coming down the hill on the slope and I fall. Like it is raining and I fall. Mud. Okay. Because my legs are weak, right? I've been working out and I'm like, oh, man, thankfully I work at home so I can, shower real quick and then get to work. But I get myself up and 3 seconds later, I'm literally rolling down this hill again because my legs are like, ah, we're tired. And my reaction was to laugh and to laugh out loud because it was funny. I mean, I don't know. I have the, like I said, I have the ability to laugh at myself. So I'm like laughing hysterically as I go into the house. And then I think to myself, you know what? I bet the security cameras probably caught this whole epic fall. And it did.
I'm surprised, and you did not send that.
I did. I sent it to you. I sent it for sure. I sent it to mama. I sent it in the cousin group. Maybe you just ignored it. But I was like, if y'all need to laugh today, this is it. And dude was like, the craziest part about this video is like, as soon as you hit the ground, you are laughing out loud. Like, it is so loud. But I'm like, it's funny though.
Now I gotta find this.
I can't, I have to resend it to you, but yes, I certainly sent the video.
Dog.
Mama was grandma. Okay, I sent it. Grandma and mama were on their way to go visit our cousin. So
Yeah.
they were in the car together. And mama was like, I don't know what your grandma was back there laughing at, but she is like hysterical. And she kept watching it over. Grandma thought it was hilarious because it was hilarious. I was fine, muddy from head to toe, but completely fine. So laugh at yourselves today, guys. It might do you some good. So that's all I have for that. Do you have our scripture for the day, brother?
Of course I do. Give me just a second to get it together. It's gonna come from Psalms chapter 100, verse 4. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and praise his name.
Bless his name. Amen.
And
And
bless his name. Praise his name. Bless his name.
praise it, bless it, all of those things. We are super, super, super duper excited. Typically, this is what we would call a blog recap. And I just got inspiration from the blog, though. So today's blog recap is coming from November of 2019. It's the week of Thanksgiving in November 2019. And I did something really different. It's the first year of me blogging. And I reached out to different people and I wanted them to share with others things that they were grateful for. To me, because I've said this before, so when I started BibleStudyGirls.com, I wanted to talk about my faith walk with Christ and what my relationship with Christ meant to me, the struggles I was having with my faith. But as the blog progressed, I felt a pull for other people to be able to share their stories and their experiences too, right? That's part of creating community, being able to share who you are authentically with other people. And that is one thing that I really appreciated about the Bible study girls group. My Bible study girl group, we were authentic in our relationship with Christ. And so I extended the invitation to several people in November of 2019 to share their story, something specific that they were thankful for, whatever God put on their heart. Which was hard for me to do because I'm not really, I don't like to ask people for anything. And so I had to reach beyond myself and just be obedient and do it. Everybody said yes, with the exception of my bestie. She was like, girl, move around. get somebody else to do it. If get somebody else to do it was a person, it's her. And everybody was willing to share a story about an experience they had that they were extremely grateful for. And while it is not Thanksgiving season currently, I think just like the scripture you read, we should always have praise and thanksgiving in our heart. And I think God certainly set the atmosphere for me this week when I think about all the things and the difficulties that I've encountered this week. And yet, on today, before we record, I can have a moment of genuine, like, this is crazy. I'll have to tell you the story off the air because it really, again, is another embarrassing me story. But, like, sometimes all you can do is just laugh and just be grateful for where you are in the moment. And so, really, the blog that Bible Study Brother read today to review really was just me laying the foundation for what readers would hear throughout the rest of that week, different people's stories of Thanksgiving and things that they were thankful for. So it's just laying the foundation for that. And I thought it was a beautiful platform, a beautiful entree or appetizer to open up the doors for us today to have a discussion. 2024 is half over. At this time last year, you and I, Bible Study Brother, were getting ready to embark on our boundary study. We spent the last half of 2023 going over the book Boundaries by Dr. Henry Cloud and Townsend. Can't think of his first name right
John.
now. There you go. I'm like, I said it so often and I can remember the doctor. So anyway, we spent the last half of the year doing that. And I'm grateful for that. But I wanted us both to take a moment of reflection. When you look back over what 2024 has been for you thus far, I want you to think about some things that you are thankful for, the things that maybe it might be something that God has done for you that you really haven't even had time to really contemplate or think about. Man, God, you are awesome. Like, it could have been this way, but it's not. It's this. So I want us both really just to have a genuine discussion about the thankful for. I also don't want us to be like super fake and be like, of course, because you and I both know we've had moments in our lives where it's hard to see the good. You don't necessarily have that Thanksgiving right at the top, and life has been hard, hard, hard. But I want to be more intentional about reflecting on how good God has been to me and not getting so stuck in my bad times and in my depressed times and in my sad times. And I really just wanted us to reflect this episode on things that we're grateful for and things that we're thankful for in 2024. Because the thing is, it's so easy to forget how good he's been to us when we're in the middle of a trial or a tribulation. I'll go first, of course, because I want you to have time to think and reflect.
Don't you need that?
I produced the episode, so
Oh
of
yeah,
course,
you're right. You produced it. So
and time.
sorry. Yeah, listen, guys. Of the ones that need more time, it's never Bible Study Brother, but I
That is true.
understand
You
what you
like
mean.
to think off the top of your dome, and I am like, I need to meditate on this. I need to think on this because I don't want to just blurt it out. I really want to think about it. And so I think one of the things that I've been most thankful for in 2024, I've had some incredibly difficult moments, right? And today I can say I'm incredibly grateful for the opportunity to laugh and really experience some joy. This has been a challenging year for me in a lot of different ways, like extremely stressed out to the point where it's affecting my health and my body. And one of the things that I'm extremely grateful for is that even when I'm hard-headed and I don't heed what God is telling me to do, he's still patient with me. Like, take my back, for instance. Like, I have continued to say on this podcast that I need to rest, I need to rest, I need to rest. And I know that. And I know that's something that's coming from God. But that's something that's hard for me to let go of. And so, even in my moments of hard-headedness, of course, I've had to experience some pain, but he's still been gracious to me. And so I think that's one thing I'm very thankful for in 2024. And it's not something that's isolated to 2024 specifically, because that's something I have struggled with for long, long, long time. But that is one thing that he's proven himself faithful to me, even when I haven't been faithful to what I know he needs me to do. And I'm grateful for that. I'm thankful for that. Doesn't mean that I don't need to change, but I'm extremely grateful and thankful for that, brother. So, what's one thing you're thankful for in the year of our Lord 2024?
Honestly, it's just gonna be FaceTime. It's the just being able to use the web to actually talk and see people. Because I didn't get I got homesick that first year, but then I saw y'all not very long after I got up here. I think it was like 6 months before I saw y'all and I had been up here. Because I think
6 or 7 months,
six or
yeah.
seven. So it wasn't even like a year. And I didn't necessarily think about how much seeing y'all makes me feel like happy or great or whatever, right? Because you take things for granted that are just in your natural things of doing.
Absolutely. Much like, I'm gonna let you talk. I've been in an interrupting spirit lately, but much like when I lived in Houston, there are so many things I never went to do because they were right there.
Even though we had the COVID years, we still got to like see each other, and we got into a rhythm of like, y'all are just the people I see. So
Right.
if I see y'all, then like, whatever else, I don't care. Like, I can't be sick. I like these are the people that I see. I'm not gonna be 6 feet away from these people. I said all that to say I don't think I really appreciated the technology until like this last year, where I was like, oh no, I really get to see my sister all the time. We really get to sit and talk, and I get to see my mom, and I get to see anybody else that I feel like FaceTiming or whatever. I got to see my nieces, my twin nieces, for the first time, like on FaceTime, but I got to see them, and it was so cute
Right.
and adorable. I was thinking the other day, we were talking because we were planning our y'all's current trip that you're gonna make up here, which by the time this comes
We
out,
won't be there.
they won't be
We
there. But
won't be there yet, but we'll be very close to being there.
either way, we're working some things out. I can't wait to like do a recap episode of like the entire trip, and y'all are probably gonna get a vlog or something. But anyway, I am just like. So I was just so happy, like seeing y'all's faces and y'all looking like each other. And it's like the moments where I feel like we're at that age where it's like we could always see the genetics, and for a long time, I never got, you look like your mama, you look like your mama. I would 100% just get, I look like my dad. But these last, I don't know, this stretch of six or seven has been all, you look like your mama.
Right.
And so all of that just to say, like, the visuals help me. The visuals are peace. The visual of being able to see somebody, even in our toughest year in 2021, I think being able to see Uncle Chauncey helped me on any just it just helped. Because I don't know what it would have been like to have not even been able to know what was going on.
Right.
And just kind of get the news and have to like sit in that. Essentially, I mean, that is what happened with Tamika for me, because there was no, like, I didn't get a last, like, I just got Christmas and then that, you know what I'm saying? So.
Oh, that's right. You would not be in Sunday school, because we all, I mean, she was in Sunday school the Sunday before she died.
Yeah, because we would have been.
At the end,
yeah.
She was like, I'm going to let y'all see me, you know, how she act. I'm going to let y'all see me. And I think for a lot of people, that was it.
Yeah. that's funny. I sent you something earlier about like how she was with hugs and stuff.
Yeah.
And like, that just made me happy, man. Like, it's just, you know, sight and seeing, you know, and I think it's like it is the antithesis or like a chill pill to faith of like whenever I get to see anything. It ain't got to be a lot, Lord. It ain't it just glimpse. Just glimpse me. When you glimpse me, I'm like, okay, cool. We going where we going. So, yeah, the long story, even longer, is just the sight, being able to see, man, being able to have that like connection, like when you.
And that's a blessing. You know, a lot of people don't have that, and so it's definitely something I'm not going to take for granted. I think about like. Okay, so the Bible study girls, which is my Bible study group, when we initially started doing Bible studies together, mm-hmm. I think only one of us was married at the time. By the time we stopped meeting on a regular basis, 4 out of 6 were married. There were babies, like life moved in a different direction, right? And then one of our members moved out of state. And so we attempted. This was like back in the yesteryears, which was like, had to be at least 10, 11 years ago, which is not that long ago, but in technology years, it's light years ago. So we attempted to like continue to meet for a Bible study via Skype. And it was like, it was not good. It was not a good situation. It was delayed. It was all these things. Fast forward to now, and even in the pandemic, you know, seeing somebody, I don't take it for granted, I guess is what I'm saying. I don't take it for granted. So I think that's an awesome thing to be thankful for. And I like to have these discussions because when I hear what you're thankful for, it makes me reflect on, wow, you know, that's something else I have to be thankful for. And I hadn't even thought of that.
Yeah.
So another thing that I'm really thankful for in the year of our Lord 2024 is that I have really been able to spend some good quality time with our family. You know, yours is visual, but mine is like in person and that personal touch. For the past 2 years, my health has not been optimal. And so, you know, grandma and mom have stepped in and stepped up and like, girl, what's wrong with you? And you need to bloody, bloody, bloody. But I'm grateful that I'm getting to spend that quality time with them. I mean, I have to find things that spark joy. And that is one thing that sparks joy.
Yeah.
The fact that I have family that loves me, that cares about me and wants to see me well and doing well, and will put the effort in to make sure that I'm okay. So I'm appreciative for that because I recognize it could be another way. And so I'm grateful. I'm grateful. Our family is hilarious to me. Mama and grandma are hilarious to me. Vicky is hilarious.
Yes,
to
she
me.
Is. Yes, she is.
Just our family as a whole is hilarious to me. And I think the older I get, the more I truly appreciate those moments and the time that we get to spend together because it's so precious, you know? And so that's something I've really been thinking about a lot in 2024. Just love them. And I'm grateful that we've been able to spend so much time together. You got anything else you're thankful for?
One more thing. I am thankful for experience, man. I think going through 2021, and we mention it so often, but it was such a pivotal point of like, how do I see life? How do I take the accumulation of grief? How do I take the accumulation of all these years and all these different things? What do I do with all of this? What I do is I remind myself that it's experience. I remind myself that every step of life, I am growing, I'm learning, I'm seeing the world differently. I'm sometimes seeing the darkest parts of the world, but at the same time, I'm seeing the light and the glory of God. And every, you know, I have had so many experiences this year, you know, good, bad, annoying, frustrating, and like being on this learning curve of, at the point in my life where I'm kind of like you know what I'm saying? Like, or where you were at this age or a little bit before, like figuring out house stuff. I'm trying to, at least. I'm looking at the market. I'm looking at, you know, our family plans. I'm looking at vacations, how we spend time. I'm looking at how can I grow in my finances. But then I'm also realizing the experience of the year and all of the things that I've learned in those ventures. I'm learning so much day by day that I'm just appreciative for the fact that I'm able to look and see where experience has brought me. You know, I think about a 16-year-old me, or I think about a 17-year-old me, or whatever, and I think about all of the things that were on my heart or on my mind at the time that I articulated in a certain way that just couldn't ring the way it needed to because there was no experience behind it. Good intention, but I just appreciate now having so many different experiences. You know, I have a friend who's going through a really, really tough time dealing with loss. And because of my experience, I'm able to talk to him. You know, without that, I wouldn't be able to.
Right.
I think about the goodness and fun of the experiences. You know, we were laughing yesterday trying to plan this trip where you and I are adventurous in a certain way. And our mother is like, nope, I don't want to do that.
But also, part of me wanted to say yesterday, Joe, we should trust what she says, because I do not want to repeat in Jamaica. Whatever she says she can do, she can do. She's not bringing me down on this trip, buddy.
Yeah. Because I can only imagine. But yeah, man, I'm thankful for the experience to kind of keep learning and keep growing. You know, like you had the things that still haven't like matured yet that pop up every now and again, insecurities and things of that nature. Allowing conversations that haven't happened to hamper me. So like if something happens, like with one of my friends or with us, well, with you, I've gotten way better at it, but like with other people, it's like, so if something happens and I'm like offended, or something happens and I think someone's offended, like I'm more apt to not ask, just sit there and think about it, right? Whereas it's like, you should ask and check to see if there's any truth to the thoughts you're holding against yourself. Because, you know, if there is truth, work on it, fix it. You know, if there's no truth, let it go. You know, stop hurting yourself for nothing. So just experience in general. I am very appreciative of this year and the things that I've learned thus far, and I can't wait to see where we go.
Yeah, you know, I kind of skirt around saying I can't wait to see where it goes, because Lord, he can show us some stuff, can't he?
Amen. Yes, he can.
But I think I can piggyback off of your statement. The different experiences that we have give us the opportunity to grow. They give us the opportunity to walk out this faith thing. It's easy to read a scripture. I say it's easy to read scripture, but a lot of times we don't read scriptures. But okay, reading a scripture is one thing, but actually living it out is a different thing. And so I'm going to circle back to the scripture that you read. We need to enter into the God's gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. And so I think it's very appropriate for us, not to be unrealistic, not to say that life is not challenging, because I certainly know that it is. I am a witness. And if you want me to complain, I can. And I have a tendency to lean towards that side. And so I'm pushing myself to be grateful, to be aware that God has done so much for me. There are not enough words in the English language for me to be able to really articulate what all God has done for me. And then there are some things that are not for me to share with you, but they're certainly for me to share with God. And so I just want to set the atmosphere. It's the middle of the year. Reflect on your 2024 so far and think about the things that you have to be thankful for, big and small. Some of those things, I want you to notice that I didn't list a single material thing, because that's really not those are not the things that move me. And those are not the things that help me be able to sustain through this life. So I felt like today's episode, blog recap, whatever you want to call it, was a perfect opportunity to give Bible study brother and myself, as well as the listening audience, an opportunity to really sit in it and reflect in, what do I have to be thankful for today? Life can be, as the prompt to the Facebook page, I think, says, life can be challenging, life can be hard, life can be funny, life can be all those things. But at the end of the day, what do we have to be grateful for? And then to start practice that and make that an integral part of your life, and not just your life, but my life. Whatever I'm saying on this podcast, it's generally me first, the things I need to work on. But I think it's an awesome opportunity for you to get on board and walk alongside me in that endeavor. So that's all I have for today, brother. That was my beautifully produced episode. I do want to say this too.
Wait. Because the other thing that we're thankful for, that I guess I can't even believe, I got so caught up in thinking about what I'm thankful for that I didn't even realize this. We're thankful for each and every one of you that listens. We're so thankful that, like, we want to hear your opinion. Why don't you leave a comment or rate us? 5 stars is preferable, but whatever you give, just tell us with your honest opinion how you feel, ways we could grow, ways that you've been blessed, because we're just thankful for you listeners each and every week.
Certainly thankful for the listeners. It's one thing for us to set aside a specific time every week to record and to think about what we need to discuss on the podcast. But it's another thing to have people that consistently listen, and I do not take that for granted. That is something I'm extremely thankful for in 2024. And I think I said a couple episodes ago that I'm going to be more intentional about casting a wider net so more people can hear the podcast, because we do work hard on the podcast and we don't want the work to be in vain. I feel like this podcast has been a tremendous blessing to my life personally. I think it's been a tremendous blessing to Bible Study Brother's life. And I don't want to take for granted the opportunity that we have to talk to y'all. Although it is quite often a stretch and a pull for me, it is something I am extremely thankful to have as part of my life. And I was going to say, I told you earlier that the Thanksgiving blog recap really was just a segue into a week of testimonies from different people about how good God has been to them. And so I am going to be intentional about reaching out to those people to see if we can get kind of do a person-to-person blog recap. Like, this was your blog at that time. Get more information about, just do a blog recap with the guests, some of the guest contributors that contributed Thanksgiving week, and just get an update on where they are now. Excited about that. I think it'll be fun and a neat experience. So we'll see if we can get that going.
I appreciate that. We love you guys. Please remember, guys, it's not just you or I that preach, but in fact, we preach.
And until we meet again, guys, keep preaching.
Yeah.